Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're about to get into everybody's favorite second date update. Before we do, we have four tickets for California's Great America for you to win right now. This is for the Taste of Orleans Festival, which is starting this weekend, going through August 1st. Authentic Orleans-inspired food, live music, the decor that you love about New Orleans, right in the heart of California's Great America, Orleans Place. If you want to go, call now for the win, 800-800-1013. We got that four-pack. All right, let's get into second date update.
Yeah, there's a lot of miscommunication and confusion in the dating world. So we're here to, you know, try to clear it up. So if you go on a date and then you don't hear back from the person you went out with, or you just feel like something went weird, we'll try to help. So Connie is on the line and she wants to find Andrew. So Connie, good morning. Tell us a little bit about everything. How'd you guys meet? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
So, you know, kind of a classic girl downloads Tinder, girl meets boy on Tinder. We met on Tinder.
That's okay. You're not the only one. A lot of people are still so embarrassed to say Tinder. It's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been tough with COVID, you know, trying to set up like in-person dates. So we decided to go to Fenton's, which I thought was really cute, and get kind of an old-fashioned ice cream date. Mm. He's a nutritionist, but he did say that he would move up his cheat day for me, which
I
thought was super cute. Yeah. And I mean, like, he's really good-looking. I thought, you know, we hit it off. He seemed to think I was, you know, something good looking too. I thought we had a great time, but he hasn't texted me. Like, I texted him and I got a couple of like LOLs back, but
the worst.
But which I'm like, what does that mean? Like, what? So yeah, it just seemed really weird because I thought we hit it off. We had like good texting conversation up until date. Then we had super cute ice cream date. And now I'm getting like an occasional LOL and not much else.
What are you guys, what does the capitalized LOL mean? Does that mean I'm going to pretend you're entertaining me, but please go away?
No.
I feel like it does. In the right context, I feel like it does. I don't know.
I think it means I have nothing to say, but here's a response. Either way, so Connie, I think you know how this segment goes. We're going to give him a call. Try not to say anything on the other line, and we'll just ask him what his deal is. Okay.
Awesome.
Sure.
All right. Hang on. We're going to play a song, and we will call Andrew after this. It's a second date update. Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. You know what time it is. We're doing second date update. We're in the middle of it. About to make that phone call. Let's get a quick recap. Sandy.
All right. So we've been talking to Connie. Connie met Andrew on Tinder. You guys ended up going for ice cream at Fenton's in Oakland. And God, if you want a big-ass sundae, I'm telling you that even my dad will drive from Milpitas to Oakland for Fenton's. It's that good to him.
I see your sundae, and I add banana split.
My favorite is called the Cookie Connection. But anyways, just don't laugh.
You guys, let's just cut this and go to Fenton's. Like, forget it.
So you guys had a nice date there, and he's cute. He's a nutritionist. He said he would have his cheat day with you. You said the chemistry was there. And now the texts are just LOLs and really boring, and he's being distant. So, Connie, we're going to give him a call. Try to stay quiet, and we'll see what he has to say, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mute yourself out.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Andrew?
This is he.
Hi, Andrew. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning radio show on Star 101.3.
Sup, Andrew. Good morning.
Hey. Okay. I think I've...
Hi.
Sorry, I usually listen to NPR, but I think I've heard of that.
That's okay.
Oh, you're one of those. One
That's
of the nerd
right.
types.
Hey, That's a lot of people do. So, Andrew, we have a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we just try to talk to people who are, you know, dating or trying to meet new people. Do you remember going out with a woman named Connie?
Yes, of course. I remember Connie.
Okay. So she contacted us and said she had a really nice date with you, and she is confused on why she hasn't heard from you.
She feels like you're really backing off, and she wants to go on another date. So where are we at?
Okay, well, I mean, she was definitely cute. Okay. You know, I'm a nutritionist, so I try to eat pretty healthy, but it was, you know, hot. So we decided to go for ice cream, which, I take a fat day every once in a while. I'm not trying to be too militaristic
you gotta live.
About it or anything. Yeah, yeah. So we got some, you know, we got some ice cream, and when we were eating it, she accidentally spilled some ice cream on herself and her purse, and
okay.
She flipped out. She was like, kind of like saying to me, like, you know, oh my God, can you get a waiter? This is an expensive purse. And, you know, I kind of went up to the line, but it was pretty long. And so they were pretty slammed. And that made her more angry. And she like ran to get napkins, and she was like yelling at the cashier about it. And I was kind of trying to laugh it off a little bit, but then she was like, do you know how much this purse was? And kind of like attacking me, and it just was...
Wait, what?
Okay.
No, that... I'm sorry, I cannot keep quiet
Andrew,
anymore.
So,
yeah, Connie's on the phone with us, Andrew.
I did not yell at the waiter. I did not yell at the cashier. Do you know, it's not just a purse. It's a Kate Spade purse.
Dun, dun, dun. Sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
Do you understand what that means?
Apparently not.
It's hundreds of dollars.
I mean, I do. My wife loves them. So I get it. I feel your pain.
It's like a signature piece. A signature Kate Spade piece.
Do you think you were a little angry, though? Like, were you like...
Connie, did you go aggro?
I was like, my purse, but I wasn't like yelling at a waiter or a cashier or Andrew. I was just like, my purse, like help me. Like, this is very expensive. This is a Kate Spade.
Listen,
like, does that not,
maybe she's not aware of how she speaks to people, but I didn't make that up that happened. Maybe that's how she speaks to people when she's upset, but she was freaking out. It's just like too high maintenance for me. I mean, that sucks that happened, but it's the behavior that came along with it was like.
So where are we at, you guys? Like, can we salvage this? Connie, do you even still want a date? I mean, you're pretty fired up right now. No lie.
I feel like you're overreacting now, Andrew. That is not what happened. You know, picture your favorite suit or something that costs hundreds of dollars that you're very attached to, and you get a huge glob of chocolate on it. If I was like, oh, cool, whatever, that's not what I said,
but I was also like, we don't need to be nasty to beat the people around us about it, you know?
All right, hang on. Well, I feel like we're going round and around here. It's just, everybody just chill out.
It's Friday. Let's just calm down.
That one ain't happening. Second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. And then, of course, replaying at 9:05. So make sure you're here for that if you missed out on it.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.